You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Delhi Rouse Avenue court on Thursday witnessed Arvind Kejriwal arguing his case in front of the court in a rare move while his counsels were there to represent him. As his six-day ED custody came to an end, the Enforcement Directorate sought a seven-day extension of his custody, arguing that Arvind Kejriwal had been deliberately non-cooperative. His counsels did not share the income tax details. Kejriwal will have to be confronted with the other accused in the Delhi liquor case, the ED said. After the ED's counsel presented the argument for an extension of Kejriwal's ED custody, the Delhi chief minister started his address in the court, which the ED opposed as he was supposed to be represented by his counsels. Arvind Kejriwal said the case in connection with which he has been arrested is a two-year-old case and so far there is no evidence against him. There are no charges against him yet, Kejriwal said. Savitri Jindal, India's richest woman, on Thursday joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, a day after resigning from the membership of the Congress. Her daughter Seema Jindal also joined the party. The former Haryana minister announced her decision to quit the Congress on a social media post late Wednesday night. I represented the people of Hisar for 10 years as an MLA and have served Haryana state selflessly as a minister, the 84-year-old wrote in her post. The people of Hisar are my family, and on the advice of my family, I am resigning from the primary membership of the Congress today. Her decision comes days after her son Naveen Jindal, a former MP, also quit the Congress and joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. Hours after Naveen Jindal's joining, the BJP announced that he will contest the 2024 Lok Sabha election from Kurukshetra. A CCTV video has emerged showing the brutal killing of the Dera chief of the Nanak Matta Sahib Gurudwara in Uttarakhand, who was shot dead within the premises of the shrine by two bike-borne assailants early Thursday. A CCTV footage shared by PTI shows the Dera chief sitting on a chair at around 6:30 a.m. in the premises when two bike-borne assailants arrived and fired at him. Baba Tarsem Singh was rushed to a hospital in Khatima where he died during treatment, Udham Singh Nagar SSP Manju Nath said. The Nanak Matta Sahib Gurudwara is a revered Sikh shrine located on the Rudraputnakpur route in Udham Singh Nagar district of the state. The Uttarakhand police has formed a special investigation team, SIT, to probe the chilling murder. Days after being denied a ticket from Pilibhit for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, BJP MP Varun Gandhi on Thursday penned an emotional letter to his constituents recalling fond memories dating back to his childhood when he first set foot in the region. In a heartfelt message, Varun Gandhi reflected on how the land had become not just his workplace but also a cherished part of his identity, with its people forming an integral aspect of his life's journey. Today, as I am writing this letter, countless memories have made me emotional. I remember that three-year-old little boy who came to Pilibhit for the first time in 1983 holding his mother's finger. How did he know that one day this land would become his workplace and the people here would become his family, Gandhi wrote. TMC leader Mahua Moitra has said she will campaign in her Krishnanagar constituency on Thursday, giving a miss to the Enforcement Directorate summons that asked her to appear for questioning at the ED office in New Delhi. I will be out for campaigning in the Krishnanagar constituency in the afternoon, she told reporters. The Enforcement Directorate had issued fresh summons to Moitra and Dubai-based businessman Darshan Hiranandani for questioning in a Foreign Exchange Management Act contravention case. The 49-year-old Trinamool Congress leader was called for questioning twice earlier by the central agency, but she did not depose citing official work and sought deferment of the notice. Moitra, who was expelled from the Lok Sabha in December for unethical conduct, has been renominated by her party from West Bengal's Krishnanagar seat in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.